one of the more underrated Elvis Presley songs, Spin Out on Ozarks at Large. Jody Beznoska is now with me in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. Jody is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Elvis Presley will not be at Walton Arts Center anytime soon.
No, unfortunately he won't. But in next year's Broadway season, you might hear a little music of Elvis.
You just love dropping these
Yes, I do. We're very close to being able to announce next year's season, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay. But now, if you've been listening to this show, you have two very good hints.
Mm-hmm. Actually, my father heard the show last week and heard the hint I dropped about another musical and is already making plans.
Excellent. So. But before next year's Broadway, we've got miles to go.
We do. We have a long way to go. And we've got a very busy couple of weeks coming up after spring break. You know, it's been such a lovely break for everybody. The weather's been good, so, you know, no need to come to the theater. And hopefully the weather will stay good, but we got lots of shows for you. So Saturday, if you need a little break, we have the Julian Lage Group on at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. That's in the Starlight Jazz Club. I was reading his program notes the other day, and the kid is 23 years old, I think. And he was talking about how he's had pressure to make an album.
And he has.
And he has,
it's
finally.
Not out yet.
Right.
But I got to hear it.
Yeah.
And it's very, very good.
Yeah, he's really something. And I kept thinking about, he keeps saying, for years people have been pressuring me to make an album. And I'm going, you're 23. Wow. But yeah, he seems very, I mean, obviously he's extremely talented, but he also seems very fun and open and engaging. So we're looking forward to that. That's Saturday night, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., two shows. And of course, it's in the Star Theater, so it's smaller, so you'll be up close. And then next week, we start 100 Years of Broadway, a full week run beginning on Tuesday and running through Sunday. The exciting news about that show is that we've had a contest running locally where we have asked people to submit videos and possibly get chosen to be on stage with the singers. And we have winners. We have a winner and three runner-ups, and they will all be performing. And the winner's name is Lindsay Daniels, and the runners-up are Jessica Dutton, Blakely Knox, and Alex Andrews. And so I believe they'll be performing on the Tuesday night show, and if for any reason that's different, we'll post that on our website. But that's going to be very exciting because they're going to be up on stage singing with full-fledged Broadway stars. And I think that's really a cool part of this particular show. So again, that runs Tuesday through Sunday, and there are eight shows during that time frame. And then we shift over to the following week. And on the Tuesday, we have the Washington Regional Gala.
And that is, oh gosh, I should remember.
It's Little Big Town.
Little Big Town,
Little
yes.
Big Town, who were here performing at Walton Arts Center a couple years back, gave a great show, and have since sort of been rising stars in the industry. So that's Tuesday, the 5th of April. Can you believe it's April? And that begins at 7:30. And then Thursday begins a series of events that last for quite some time. We have Compagnie Nationale de Danza 2 at 7 p.m. on Thursday. That's part of our 10x10 art series. This is a modern ballet company that will feature dances choreographed by a man named Nacho Duato, who I just learned has been appointed by the Minister of Culture of Spain to run the National Spanish Dance Company. So it's a different arts model in Spain than we have here. You know, there are national companies that are part of the governmental organization. And so he's been appointed by the Minister of Culture. So that's a pretty big deal. And he's very well known, very well respected. So again, that's Thursday, the 7th of April at 7 p.m. We will have a pre-show conversation at 6, just like we do for all our 10x10s. And then we'll have a post-show party afterwards. And that will be your last dance show of the year until we move into next season. Then we have Saturday afternoon, we have the Canadian Tenors, 2 p.m. And these, you know, young, hot group of singers. But what's fun about this event is that this is our volunteer appreciation event. And this is always great because what happens is normally we have anywhere from 20 to 40 volunteers who kind of keep the engine running at Walton Arts Center. They take tickets, they seat people, they man concessions, they do coat check.
And what's really neat is your neighbors. I mean, sometimes quite literally.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Moreno, who
Absolutely.
Has been a volunteer for a long time,
yep.
lives next to me, and it's always fun to see him there.
Yep. It's they're a huge part of Walton Arts Center, and Once a year, we do a volunteer appreciation night, and for the last couple of years, it's been fun because we've flipped things, and it's all the staff, all of the full-time and part-time actual staff who are paid, who then go do the volunteers' duties.
Taking tickets and ushering.
Yeah.
And,
I usually wind up doing concessions, and inevitably, they like to make fun of me, and, you know, can I bring this candy bar into the theater? And no, you can't. But it's always fun, and the Canadian Tenors are going to put on a great show, and it's a nice night. It's an afternoon this time, so it's a great way to sort of salute people who make a quiet contribution to Walton Arts Center. So.
But the show is still open to the public.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's not just an in-house affair.
That's correct.
Right.
Yes, so we'll do a little party beforehand where we honor the volunteers, and then we'll do the show, and we may talk about them a little bit during the show. But if for any reason, you know, people don't know what they're doing when they're taking your tickets, it's because it's the staff doing it, not the volunteers. But that's that's Saturday at 2 p.m., and that's the Canadian Tenors. Then Sunday at 7 p.m., we have John Pizzarelli and Kurt Elling. And as we've talked about, this is a double billing that wasn't originally a double billing. But John Pizzarelli was originally on our 10x10 art series, and Kurt Elling and his group were on our jazz series, but Kurt Elling got canceled because of snow. So now we have a double bill of these two amazing jazz musicians. So they will play separately, and then we are crossing our fingers that they will jam together towards the end. So that is Sunday at 7 p.m.
And that's a week from Sunday.
That's a week from Sunday. Sunday the 10th at 7 p.m., and we will have a 6 p.m. creative conversation for that as well. That's our last 10x10 arts.
Oh, that's right. That's part of the 10x10.
Yeah. So those tickets are only $10. Then Monday the 11th, we move into an Art of Wine event. Hard to believe we're thinking about Art of Wine already, but we started an event last year called Chopped. And it's loosely based on the television show. And this year there will be, and basically what happens is chefs are given a basket of unusual ingredients and asked to make a dish under time pressure. Then they're judged, and then one chef gets chopped. And so eventually you have a chopped winner. And it's really fun. There's hors d'oeuvres that will be served and food and drink, and there'll be narration and MCs, and people will be interviewing the judges. And it's very much like a cooking contest. And that is the 11th of April. That last year happened at the Nibbles Academy of Cooking. This year it will be in our Star Theater. And the chefs that we will feature this year are pretty cool. We have Jeremy from Greenhouse Grill
will be
one of the chefs. And then we have Dane Main from Petit Bistro in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. Chrissy Sanderson, who used to be at Bordino's and is now at the Northwest Arkansas Community College. And William McCormick from Farrell's.
Oh, excellent.
So it will be a fun group of chefs who will be getting strange ingredients like, you know, I don't know what the ingredients are, but I've heard of everything from Spam to, some random fruit in a can, you know. So they get this basket and they go, okay. So that is on the 11th, and that begins at 6 p.m., and that's in our Star Theater. And then the last one I will mention is a great one for NPR people. David Sedaris will be here on the 12th of April. And he has a new book out called Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk, which is just funny. And what we've learned about his show is that he is going to be doing readings, but he's going to try to not be reading from things that he's read from before. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be sharing some of his new work, and he's going to have, you know, it's going to be kind of an informal thing. And then what's wonderful about him is he will take questions and answers, and then he will sign people's books in the lobby. And the last time he was here,
He was there till
I think it must have been 11 or midnight.
Yeah.
You know, the line stretched all the way back to the bathrooms.
He's been here at least three times previously.
Yes, and I think this is his third time.
Yeah, and always draws a huge crowd.
Yeah, and he's always fun, you know. But yes, he was here about 2 years ago, and I think the last time he was here, he didn't have a new book out.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is that with this new book, it will draw maybe some new people, but also some, you know, old school David Sedaris fans. And he's a favorite. We like having him quite a bit.
Well, gosh,
it's gonna be fun.
You had lots to talk about.
Yeah, so, you know, spring break isn't really a spring break for the marketing team at Walton Arts Center. But we're looking forward to everybody getting back and starting to come out for our April shows. So thank you.
Jody, thanks as always.
Thank you.